Phoneboy Speaks, episode 214. Bring your own device.
Tonight's WSTA meeting was about bring your own device. And I was hoping for a somewhat more balanced presentation about it. But the discussion that happened afterwards was, I think, reasonable. But the point of view that was given was sort of VMware's point of view, which is that the data and the applications need to be made available in a way that is in a virtualized way. It's stored on iron in the corporate data center, and you can get different views of how to access that data. And some of it is web applications, and some of it is like the whole Windows desktop. And there's different strategies for making these images virtual, and they also sort of reduce the total cost of maintenance of these of desktops in a way, because they can be centrally managed, and you can easily roll out patches and stuff. But it's fairly complicated, right? It's not maybe like using a a bazooka to shoot a fly, right? It may not be the problem that you have. A lot of companies want to start off real simple and say, well, I just like to be able to get my email, right? I want to be able to look at what I'm doing, be able to look at documents and make sure that when I do that, that it's secure and not give over the ability to wipe my device as part of that bargain. And so and that's where the secure container concept comes in, right? So the data can actually be can be manipulated, and you can and viewed and moved back and forth between the company and your device. But the company maintains control of that little container, but that doesn't affect the rest of your device, and it even allows me to work offline and stuff like that. So Checkpoint has a mobile email app. I think it's called Mobile Enterprise, and it essentially provides secure access to my email, and it gives Checkpoint whoever's running it the comfort that the data is secure, and the company can decide to wipe it. But as a user, I don't have to worry about my device getting wiped. Only the container gets wiped if something happens. And so it's actually I think to me that's like the best of both worlds. And yeah, there are cases where something like VDI or being able to have central versions of virtual machines that you can access from any device, including a mobile device. But not everybody does that, right? Or not everybody can do that. There's some people that make heavy use of their computer probably aren't going to be good candidates for VDI. But for people who pretty much just get their email and surf the web and do very basic things, it's a perfectly appropriate solution. And even in education, right, it's appropriate because you can take a room and purpose it many different ways based on which class is in there, and it's not a big deal. The class changes, and 10 minutes later the machines change, and it goes from a chemistry lab to a math lab or something like that. So but really, bring your own device is about enabling access to the appropriate data and services without giving up full control of your device. And there are pros and cons, of course, and you have to figure out for yourself, if you're an enterprise, what problems are you trying to solve, right? What do you hope to gain from BYOD? And I don't think the answer is, no is a good answer, right? I mean, I think people are doing this whether you allow it or not. So you're better off of trying to embrace it. So you have to figure out what value can people bringing their own device bring, and how can I enable access to what they need without necessarily compromising the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of my data. So the things that I care about. And so I think that's what it comes down to. But companies also need to be realistic and not just say I want VDI or I want technology X, but what problem are they trying to solve, right? Because something like VDI or VMware, some of the VMware stuff may not be for you. It may not be right for your company. It may not be right for your users. You have to ask yourself the right questions. You have to understand what you're getting into, and is it actually going to be worth it? And again, for me, it's really about just enabling access and doing it in a way, you know, doing it on any device, whether the corporation owns it or not, but yet still be secure. And as I say, there are a lot of options and you have to weigh them all carefully, and some cost more than others. But I don't think you can, as a company, put your head in the sand and say, we'll do nothing, because your users are going to do something whether you enable it or not. And so, you know, say your job should be to, enable access as securely as possible and give them what they need.
Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.